We're doing something a little different. We're not tailgating together because of what we're going to do together right now. We're gonna do what's called communion, or you may have heard of it called the Eucharist, or maybe here around Journey we often call it the Jesus meal. Tell me a little bit about that. What is communion? What is the Jesus meal? Let's talk about that before we celebrate it together. Let's talk about what it is. What is it? What do you think? Remembrance. Great. Yeah. What else?
I like a celebration.
A celebration. Good. Good. What else can you tell me about communion?
An identification.
Identification. Yeah.
A symbol.
A symbol. Good. Yeah. What else? Anticipation. These are great. Anything else? What does it include? Did you say Jesus? Yes. Yes, that's awesome. Yes, it does. Well, what else? What are we about to do? Eat. Yeah, we're going to eat together. I don't know who said that, but that's, yeah, we're going to eat together. Let me share with you. Here's a passage. It comes from 1 Corinthians chapter 11. It says this. The Lord Jesus, on the night he was betrayed, he took bread. And when he had given thanks, he broke it, and he said, "This is my body, which is for you. Do this in remembrance of me." In the same way, after supper, he took the cup, saying, "This is the cup of the new covenant in my blood. Do this whenever you drink it in remembrance of me. For whenever you eat this bread and drink this cup, you proclaim the Lord's death until he comes." Communion is a time. It's a time of remembering Jesus. It's all of these things that we've been talking about. And together we celebrate it, and we're gonna take some time tonight, and we're gonna work through this in a very very different way than maybe you've experienced it before. We're gonna take one aspect at a time, one characteristic of what communion is, and as a table, your church right here, body. Of believers together right here, and a body of believers together right here, and over here together, you're going to remind each other about Jesus. Together, you're going to proclaim the Lord's death. Together, you're going to work through all of the different aspects and characteristics of communion, one step at a time. In the middle of your table, you'll see an envelope. In that envelope, there's 9 numbered envelopes. You can go ahead and grab that. Probably what you want to do is you want to have maybe one person at your table be the envelope guy or girl. And you can go ahead, you can pull out the envelopes. You can do them either one at a time or you can pull all 9 out. But we're going to work through each envelope one at a time. They're all numbered, so you don't have to worry about which one goes first. So here's what we're going to do. Take the first envelope. With your table, go ahead and open it up, work through that envelope for a little while, and I'll come back and I'll begin to guide us through the rest of the envelope. So go ahead and open up the first envelope, read it with your table, and work through it. How many of you thought it was easier to say something nice about the person next to you than listen to somebody next to you say something nice about you? Mm-hmm. You think so? Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, it's a good exercise for us to do. Communion, you might not ever have experienced it done this way before. Maybe communion for you in the past has just been about a little piece of bread or a little bit of juice. But we're in the middle of a teaching series we've called Alive. You'll see on your card, she says Living Life. We wanted to take today to for you to maybe experience life, for you to know that you're that you're a part of a community here, for you to know that, that communion isn't apart or separate or something that you would do on an individual level, but it's something that that includes you, something that you're involved in, something that helps you to recognize and remember that there's a group of people, even just right at your table, who need you and who know you and who need you more next week than this week. Together we're a community, and life, as described in the scriptures, is a life of community. It's a life of people engaging in each other's lives together. So today's title, Living Life, and as you'll begin to catch on, each of these involve each other. Each of these cards that we're going to work through are not just cards that you'll do on your own, but it's cards that you'll do together as a group. So the next card is titled Remember, and you can go ahead and open up that card.
Before you go, a couple things. First of all, it's great having you here tonight. It's great spending time together. We hope you enjoyed just a different way of doing what we kind of become so familiar with and so used to. And there are traditions that we've built up that in time tend to begin to take away from what the communion meal was originally intended to be. It's all about people and community doing life together. Celebrating with one another, so thanks for being part of that. And that's really what the whole summer's been about, trying to engage us in the ways of being church and just churching together that we see in the Bible, in the New Testament. So it's been a challenging thing for all of us. We're glad to have you part of it. Thanks so much. We continue always to dream about how faith and the church could be and should be. And that's what this summer's been about. So, just a couple things, though, before you go. Things that Journey is about. Things that, ways that we feel it is best for us to be the church, the body of Christ in this community. One way is Wet and Wild. And there is a great team of people that are working their tails off. Actually, a lot of them are right there back at that table. Okay. And there are others, too. Marlia and I don't think that I... And just pointing out, there's a great group of people that are working very hard to make Wet and Wild a great thing again this year. A great way for us to just love on our community and have fun with people in our community. So, what we want you to know is that, again, Thursday evening, they've been meeting basically every week, like Tuesday nights, Thursday nights. So this week, Thursday night at 5:30, up in at Frosty Land, okay, which is Wendy's, okay. If you haven't eaten dinner, stop in there, eat dinner. If you have, stop in and have dessert, eat a Frosty. But you can hear more about what's going on with Wet and Wild, some final things that they're working through. And if you want to be a part of it, if you're saying, hey, I'm just going to help out, I'm going to be there, then make sure you see Carrie. Why don't you stand up for a moment? Carrie, because you're kind of the point person for that in particular, right? Okay. Just say, Carrie, I will be there. By the way, it is August 26th. It's Sunday morning from 11 to 2. I'm sorry. 11 to 1, that's right. It's just 2 hours, that's what I was thinking, two, okay? 2 hours this year, 11 to 1, and it's going to be right up here in Morley Park. So make sure you see Carrie in particular if you're planning to be there, and we'll just get you connected to how you can help out with that. So, no? Okay. All right, last thing, and this is really, really important, okay? Before you leave tonight, I have something that you need to get from me. If you were here last Sunday, you heard Brad mention that beginning in October, what we pay to use this building is going to double, which means we will no longer be in this building in October, okay? We don't know yet the building we will be in or what we're going to do, but It's been really quite amazing to see the ways God has been kind of leading our leadership team here in particular, and things that we've just really sensed God's Spirit speaking to us. And then, you know, things like this come up. They say, hey, you're going to have to pay twice as much. And we go, hey, guess what? We're not going to do that. And so all that to say, there are, it's just, you know, it's another big time of transition and exciting things, I believe, for Journey. But I have a letter here that updates you a little bit on some of what this means for us. And at the opening paragraph, I simply say this. This is quite possibly the most important an exciting letter I've ever written. What we want to tell you cannot possibly fit on one page, but what we will tell you is just the beginning, and it will lead to much more. Conversations, times over the next several weeks when we'll just be sharing more with you. And in particular, on Sunday evening, August 19, so that is 2 weeks from tonight? Yep, 2 weeks from tonight will be a very, very important night. Every one of these nights is, but we just... We need to be talking about kind of our next steps and what the future holds for us. So those people who aren't here and haven't been here in a while, we need to get them here. Here's what we are going to do. I'm going to give you a copy of the letter. You can read the remainder of what's on there, some very, very important things. And we will be sending them out and emailing them. I don't care if we have to drop them out of planes, you know, as flyers overhead. We're going to do everything we can. What's that? Yeah, PJ has a plane. PJ, we might be flying, okay? But make sure, please, before you leave tonight, you get one of these, and we will, in the next couple weeks, be sharing more of this with you, okay? I believe that's it. It's been a great night. It's been great having you here. Thanks so much. And maybe you want to pick up a chair and put it where it belongs or something like that. John, any word?